Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's April 8th, 2020. And I want to start off by praying for the victims of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic hitting the world. Lord, we pray for all those suffering from this terrible attack of the enemy on the earth. And we ask for the healing and the solution and the cure and the repayment. We pray for justice, Lord. And we ask now that you would open the heavens over this time in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I recorded a prophetic word for the month of April called The Door of Hope is Opening. The Lord showed me that we're walking through a time very similar to Hosea 2:15, which says, I will return her vineyards and transform the valley of trouble into the door of hope. And this is a time right now, this month, might look like a valley of trouble. Maybe for some people, it might, maybe you've lost your job or, you know, you're struggling with things right now. I can show you how to work through this storm, to help rise above it and trust the Lord that May will open a door of hope. Might not be right on May 1st, but the month of May is definitely a turnaround. And this is not a permanent situation. I'm just saying, listen to the good news and know that God is with you. The vast majority of people with COVID-19 actually survive. And the symptoms may vary from, you know, each person, but I did a very powerful prophetic prayer in Spirit Connection episode 121. Where I release a prayer over you, and you can pray it. I pray it over people, and I recommend this. Look it up. You can either just type in Doug Addison episode 121 or Doug Addison in the coronavirus prayer. And I would recommend listening to that prayer, getting this in your spirit that this is not judgment from God. This is not anything from the Lord is being unleashed on the earth by the enemy. Now, this is a significant day. It's April 8th. It's the start of Passover through April 16th. And I released a prophetic word in this month on my blog. You can look it up. It talks about the timing and the plan. I have a little excerpt here. You can expect to see dramatic changes take place during Passover, April 8th through the 16th. The solution, both medical and supernatural healing, is already released from heaven and is now in process of coming. I heard the Lord say that things are going to break free in May, and it might take some time for everything to get back on track, but it will soon be behind us. But the Lord will bless you in this storm. That's the end quote from the prophetic word. I want to encourage you to wait on the Lord as far as going out. The medical cure is being released right now. And the anointing, too, to heal this is in process of being released. And at the time of recording this, we're still staying in place or, you know, doing social distancing. I would recommend listening to government officials right now on that to be safe. And also because this is a global, it's so horrendous. It's so big. It's a global attack. We want to be careful that you don't step out too soon, but we can expect a shift in the supernatural atmosphere. The ability to hear the Lord is going to really increase, especially starting this week. Watch for dreams and visions from the Lord. He's releasing his perfect plan. The enemy has released a perfect storm. The Lord has a perfect plan for you. It's during Passover is when Moses got the strategy that allowed the destroyer to pass over people's houses by putting the blood on the doorpost. Well, here's a verse that you might want to take a look at. It's Isaiah 31:5. The Almighty will shield Jerusalem. He will shield it and deliver it, and he will pass over and rescue it. Now, I believe right now we're in a time, the Lord said that this is a time to get a Passover strategy. That's what Moses got during Passover. And of course, we're celebrating Resurrection Sunday and Easter Sunday. We might not be able to meet this year, but God is going to meet with us. I've already been getting prophetic dreams. I've already been getting a refreshment in the spirit. And I want to say to press in right now, even though it might look like a time of turmoil, you know, like the Hosea 2:15, that valley of trouble is going to turn into a door of hope. And don't focus on the losses right now. The enemy is over attacking, but we want to open this up. Lord, I pray that you would give us a Passover strategy to allow us not only survive the storm, but to thrive. And I ask for the heavens to open over dreams and visions, over lost finances, losses of the enemy, loss of loved ones, even whatever is going on right now. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, whatever was intended for evil is now going to be turned for good. So we want to be careful again to wait on the Lord, to shelter in place until he releases the healing strategies fully. I'll be releasing updates on this. Recommend, if you can, download the app, Doug Addison app, in the App Store with Apple or Google Play. Then if you go, just turn on notifications. Go to your settings, turn on notifications for my app, and then you will actually be given a notification when I release something on it, when I do my videos each week, and the daily prophetic words as well. You get a choice there. That's the best way to stay in touch, especially right now, because, you know, we'll be releasing different things each week. There's also a medical solution that's already in progress. I had encounters over this back in March, and at the time of recording this, these are in process. We don't want to overwhelm the system. We want to be careful and wait on the Lord. It's important to get confirmation as we move forward on things. So God is going to raise up the cities of refuge. That's what I saw. These are people in places of anointing and healing, and won't necessarily be fully just for the coronavirus. This is for physical healing, emotional healing, financial, relational, and spiritual healing. I saw these hot spots. If you go back to my prophetic word for March, you can actually do an internet search on it. And it was about the pools or the areas of refreshment being opened. And I saw these cities of refuge opening up, and it's already begun. And this isn't just for the coronavirus. This is something that's going to go beyond that. God's setting us up right now. And I want to just encourage you to be positive through this. Be a light and love on the internet right now. And as we are pulling back this month, and it's a time, you know, as we station in place for a while, maybe your ideas for you for the month of April, you know, I realize that I said that this is a time of rest. So some people are like, all right, I'm home with the kids, or maybe you're isolated or something and you don't feel like it's a place of rest. But there are things that you can do during this time of pause, and you can do this. Ask the Lord to speak to you each day. And this is a time when we're pulling back. That's what I do. I actually ask the Lord to speak to me. You could also take a prayer walk, connect with the Lord. And here's what I want to encourage you to do, is talk with him personally. Let him know your concerns, and not just your laundry list of needs. That's okay too. But this is a time to connect with heaven, and the heavens are open right now, that you can actually hear the Lord on a much clearer basis than you might realize ever. Dream possible. And it might be just little glimpses here and there. Don't expect full visitations or anything like that. But you're going to hear God over the next few weeks and throughout the month of April. Also, it's a time to get in shape. You know, you can get out each day, exercise. I've increased my exercise during this time. You know, this stuff that I already do at home. You know, we can't go to gyms and things like that. I'm not really a gym guy anyway, but you can actually exercise right now. I'd recommend getting out, you know, staying safe as well from people, but get out and really just connect with the Lord. Here's another idea. Maybe you need to start or finish or work on the book that God's been calling you to write. You know, I have a training called Write Your Book Now. It's actually a step-by-step process, but I want to give you a free training to get you going right now in case you've already done this. Maybe you've already seen this, but I have two things I want to offer you in this area. First of all, if you go to DougAddison.com, I want you to write these links down. DougAddison.com/5 tips. And it's a free online training on the 5 tips to write your book now based on what you already do. Like maybe you're a speaker, maybe you are a blogger, maybe you just are a studier. In other words, it'll walk you through how to glean the message that you might already have. DougAddison.com/5 tips. It will also give you the opportunity at the end of it to get 50% off of my Write Your Book Now online training for the month of April. And this will walk you through how to do it, including my word templates that I use, how to format it and upload it to Kindle, all the things that you want to do. If you've already done this, my online training, or you just want to skip right to the Write Your Book Now, just look it up, Write Your Book Now. You'll find it on my website. But use Write 50, W-R-I-T-E 50, and get 50% off of that course. I want to help you this month if you're in that place of getting started or need a push or something. Here's some more things you could do. Write your dreams down each day, because God is speaking through dreams right now, especially during the Resurrection Sunday, Easter, and Passover time. Also, sign up for my Building Hope free training. You could actually listen to one of my online workshops each week if you haven't done it already. Again, write these down, DougAddison.com/hope. We are building hope, and it's going to give you $150 worth of my online courses. There's 4 of them, one each week. Depending on when you sign up, you might have already missed the first week, but that's okay. Walk you through some online training that you can do for free. We're bringing some of them out of the vault on how to get healed, how to open the heavens over you, and how to open the heavens over your relationships in case you're struggling at home, being cooped up at home as well. So this would be hope, DougAddison.com/hope. And also, sign up for my free April masterclass I'm doing called Refresh, How to Thrive in Difficult Times. And you'll need to sign up for it because it's April 25th at DougAddison.com/refresh, because it will sell out. Like the last month, we did the one on overcoming fear. We got a big response. In fact, we'll open up 3 of them. Here's another thing. If you've ever wanted to take my Hearing the Voice of God activation school, I've had an online activation school, and maybe you weren't able to or it was too much money. We're offering the audios only. This is quite a few of them. I don't remember how many there are, but it was 12 sessions. I think it might even be over 30 audios, because they're downloadable audios only for this one. But if you want to take my course during the month of April, we're still offering it for $97, normally $197. Has everything but the workbooks and the online connection. If you want to just take that course, it walk you through on how I hear God. It's my online school called Hearing the Voice of God 365. Just go to DougAddison.com/HG audio, like Hearing God Audio, and get that special this month. Lastly, I'm doing some prophetic consultations still, and I know I do a lot of things free, but I also open up a limited number of one-to-one prophetic phone consultation sessions with me personally. But I've reduced the price for the month of April. Check it out, DougAddison.com/consulting. It's not for everyone, but I do want to open it up for those who feel like you have the Joseph anointing, you feel like there's something more that you want to do, you need a breakthrough. Look at the video there and see if it's for you. I want to encourage you to stay focused on what is ahead. Get your eyes on the prize. Get your eyes on that door of hope that God has opening for us in May. So Lord, I pray for each person to have an impartation, an infusion of your love. I pray for the healing anointing to be released for the coronavirus, COVID-19. I ask, Lord, that you would open the heavens and speak through dreams and visions, supernatural strategies. I pray that we would thrive and not just survive, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.